Greetings, it's Barbara J. Faison, your mindfulness and meditation ambassador, and also the host of the Why Struggle podcast, where it is my intention to share ideas, insights, and inspiration so we can all struggle less and enjoy life more. I hope all is well. I know I've been a little distant lately, just dealing with car stuff. In case you weren't aware, my husband was in a car accident, so just been dealing with getting that car totaled out, actually, and getting the other car serviced. So grateful that we had a backup car and didn't need to rent a car. So those things are just blessings, and we are so grateful. And he was not injured, just a little sore. I am hopefully getting back on track. I do have a program this weekend that is a free mindfulness and meditation program. In case you happen to be in the Atlanta area or Henry County, which is Stockbridge, and that is on March 3rd at 3 p.m. for 1 hour. So if you're in town, check it out. I've also posted on Facebook as well as Instagram. I just wanted to say and ask you a question. One of the things my mom used to say, excuse me, is you really want to have talking partners. And I used to love that expression. She would say, baby, you really want to make sure you have some talking partners. And I think that is so important, especially when you're doing really intense personal development work. You know, everyone may not have a counselor or someone like that that they can talk with, a counselor or a therapist, but you want to have friends who have some sense that you can talk to. And as you continue to learn and grow and evolve, you really want to have some friends with some sense. Otherwise, you will find yourself probably struggling way more than is required. So make sure you have some talking partners. I have a couple of really good girlfriends, and I tell you, almost every day we have these conversations around how we are just growing and learning and evolving. And it is such a relief to know that I have people I can have those conversations with and not just have to hold all that in. You know, we're always sharing about how we shift our energy and move things around and, you know, are creating things that we want to bring into our lives. And that is just a really, really great thing. So let me know, do you have talking partners or do you have people that you talk with? Of course, I talk to my husband, but, you know, this is in more depth about just personal development stuff that, I don't go into all that detail with him, but we do have some detailed conversations at times around it. But the day-to-day, I'm learning and growing and evolving kind of conversations, we are really, it's important to have someone that you can have those conversations with or that you can get some insight from. So just want to get your thoughts on that. I am still getting used to the new 3.0 of Anchor, and so I'm navigating my way around it. I'm doing it now where I'm having to press and hold the red button because I have my earbuds in. I think with the other version, I could just press it and not have to hold it and it would still record. So still just playing around with it. But let me know, do you have talking partners? What your thoughts are about that? I also have another announcement. My book, Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes, is now available as an ebook at the publisher. And I will post the link once I figure out how to do that in this new version. It is coming to Amazon, but it's not on Amazon as of yet. But it is the audio version of my book, Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes, which has ideas, insights, and inspiration to help you thrive in life and learn to embrace the unpredictable journey of life. I am also available on Facebook as Barbara J. Faison, and I have meditations on Facebook as well as on my YouTube channel. Follow me on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all of those places. And I would love to hear from you. So call in, let me know your thoughts if you have a talking partner or anything else you want to share. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my musings and for your patience and understanding and just for listening. So remember, you are the creator of your life. Create the experiences you want to have. Be well. Greetings, I'm Barbara J. Faison, host of the Why Struggle podcast. It is my intention to share ideas, insights, and inspiration so we can all struggle less and enjoy life more. Do you hear that? Yes, that's the sound of nature doing its thing. I just love hearing the birds when I get up and I take my walk. Lacey and I just came back from our walk. If you're new to my podcast, I have a 14-year-old Yorkie poo who was my mother's dog, and now she's my dog. And we do our morning walks when the weather permits. And I just enjoy sitting out on my deck for a few minutes before I go in to start my day. And what came up for me today was, tell me your tell. And what I mean by that is, we all have some kind of tell, right? You know, a tell when something is going on with us, or for me, it's when apparently I'm stressed and I don't know it. I start to misplace things. Things suddenly disappear. And you know, they're always right where I left them. So I am missing a couple things. One is my glasses. I have an extra pair of glasses. I have no idea where they are. They're normally on my bed nightstand or in my bathroom. And I will take them with me sometimes when I go out with my contact lenses. I don't remember taking them. So I checked the car and I checked all around the house. I don't know where they would be. Then I went to Hobby Lobby and I picked up a few stamps that I can use for some of my crafting. And I found everything else that I bought that same day. I can't find the stamps. So I am requesting assistance from what I call my divine posse, which are angels, archangels, God, the creator, ancestors, whoever wants to help me find these things, I am open to find them. So that's my tell. When I start missing or misplacing things, I have to start questioning myself. What's going on that's got me misplacing things? So that's my tell. And my friends that may listen to this podcast know, because we have been through all kinds of things. When I lost my cell phone or I lost my keys, you know, one of my girlfriends had me calling on St. Anthony. She's like, St. Anthony will help you find things. And I eventually found them. But when that happens for me, it is my reminder to slow it down a little bit, pay attention to what's going on with me, and to really think about what's happening on the inside, because there's something going on for me to misplace things, especially my glasses. I mean, they've been missing for a few days now, so I have no idea where they are. So that's my question to you. What is your tell? Do you know your tell? Will you tell your tell? Call in, let me know your thoughts. I'm just here to share ideas, insights, and inspiration that come up for me. This is my musings podcast. So in case you're not familiar with me, I am Barbara J. Face, and I'm the author of a life-affirming book called Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes, which is available on Amazon. And if you Google the name, it comes up with the different places you can purchase the book. It's filled with 25 topics that include an affirmation and a practice that you can immediately use, as well as meditations, affirmations, and prayers. I am also the author of an audio program called Be Still, Learn to Meditate in 10 Minutes a Day, where I have 5 10-minute meditations available for you to practice and to learn to meditate. You can listen to that on Spotify, and you can also find that across digital platforms such as Amazon, CD Baby, etc. So that's a little bit about me. I would love to hear about you. If you'd like to call in and tell me something about yourself, to tell me your tell, I am open to that as well. And I just thank you for listening. There are many people you can choose to listen to, so I really appreciate you listening to what I have to say. And I really enjoy when people call in to share their thoughts. So feel free to push that button, give me a call in. And remember, you are the creator of your life. So what do you want to create today? Be well, my friends. Greetings, it's Barbara J. Faison, host of the Why Struggle podcast. It's my intention to share ideas, insights, and inspiration for your life's journey. I was talking with a girlfriend of mine yesterday. This is one of the musings I told you about. And we were just kind of laughing because I mentioned in one of my earlier podcasts, it's important to have talking partners. That's something my mom told me. And I think it's so true, especially when you're on this path of personal development. It's really great to have people that you can have those aha moments with, or have those oh crap moments with. And we were laughing and talking, and you know, it's just funny because even when I have those moments of why on earth am I going through this, it's a reminder to me, I'm not sure where we got the idea that a beautiful red cardinal just landed on my bird feeder and he is gorgeous. Oh, just beautiful. Oh, that just took my breath away. I mean, he's just gorgeous. Just beautiful, brilliant red. Pardon me, I'm sitting out on my deck. We were talking about this, whatever it is that we have to think that life is supposed to be just all cupcakes and rainbows. And when it's not, then we really get upset. And then especially when we're trying something new, we really get upset with ourselves. And I'm just amazed at how we beat ourselves up. And so I am on a quest for myself and to remind others to not beat ourselves up. It's like when we're doing something new for the first few times, even though we're grown-ups, it's something new. And I shared with her, it's like if someone gave you the keys to an 18-wheeler truck with a load on it, and you've never driven it, never driven an 18-wheeler, never driven an 18-wheeler with a load on it, would you get in that 18-wheeler and think that I'm just going to navigate all through the streets, be able to turn the corners, be able to make it to my destination without a little bit of concern? So that's what I wanted to share with you and to encourage you that, you know, be gentle to yourself, with yourself, be kind to yourself. Think about it. If you don't know something, it's okay. It's okay to not know. We're here to learn things. We're here to, you know, share the things that we learn. And hopefully the analogy of the 18-wheeler will help you. She says it really helps her to think that I've never driven an 18-wheeler before, and I'm not sure what they do with classes, but I'm sure that they don't immediately put them out with the front of the truck and then the back of the truck with a load on it. I'm thinking you probably have to get used to driving the front part of the truck, which is way taller than most cars or even trucks. So just wanted to share that because she said it was beneficial, and I thought I might share it with you all. And remind us all to be kind and gentle and loving with ourselves. If we saw a baby starting to walk, we wouldn't go over and go, sit down, why are you trying to walk? We would encourage the baby and go, yay, keep at it, right? So do that for yourself. Encourage yourself. Remind yourself, I've never driven an 18-wheeler. Of course, unless you have. But I'm thinking that most of the people that may be listening may not have. But that's just the analogy I came up with. So let me know your thoughts. Are you driving an 18-wheeler and expecting to master it the first time you get behind the wheel? Or are you being kind and gentle with yourself? I'd love to hear from you. Again, my name is Barbara Faison. You can find me on YouTube with meditations, as well as on my Facebook author page is Barbara J. Faison, and everywhere else on Instagram, Pinterest, and all that, I am Barbara Faison. Thank you so much for listening, and remember to create the experiences you want to live. Be well, my friends.